Mirabelle and the Magical Mayhem. And Mirabelle Takes Charge. Mirabelle, Book 6 and 7. Written by Harriet Muncaster. And read by Emily Wheaton. It was the first day of the summer holidays, and Wilbur and I were feeling very excited. We were on our way to stay with our fairy grandparents, Granny and Grandpa Starspell. It was going to be the first time we had ever stayed at their house without Mum and Dad, and it felt like an exciting adventure. Mum had even bought me a new pair of frog pattern pajamas for the occasion. They were folded up neatly in my suitcase, which Dad was carrying in his hand, as we flew through the sky towards Glimmerview Fairy Village. It was easier for Dad to carry both my and Wilbur's suitcases, as he is a full fairy and has wings. Wilbur and I didn't inherit Dad's fairy wings. We're both more witchy, like Mum. So we were both on our broomsticks instead. Suitcases can be awkward to carry on broomsticks, as they swing around a lot. "We're almost there," said Dad excitedly, as the clouds in the sky began to turn a fluffy pink colour, like candy floss, and the roads below became empty of cars. Cars are not allowed in Glimmerview Fairy Village.
"Oh, look!" cried Dad. "There's the stream! I used to have such fun playing in the stream with my fairy friends when I was a boy. Well-behaved fun, of course. We made flower garlands for each other, picked delicious fresh wild fruit, and had swimming races every day in the summer holidays. The sun was always shining. Oh, we did have such marvellous times. It was absolutely idyllic."
Wilbur and I glanced at each other and rolled our eyes. Dad loves to go on about the wonderful childhood he had in Glimmerview, surrounded by nature. He also likes to point out that he was a very well-behaved child, unlike me.
"And look," continued Dad, pointing. "There's Granny and Grandpa's house."
"Oh, yes," I said, feeling excitement bubble up inside me again. There it was, a giant toadstool standing in the middle of a beautiful flowery garden. Dad landed by the front door of the giant toadstool, and Wilbur and I landed next to him. Dad reached out to press the doorbell, but before he did, he suddenly seemed to have second thoughts.
"Mirabelle, Wilbur," he said, turning round to face us. "You do promise that you'll be good at Granny and Grandpa's, don't you?" he asked.
Wilbur looked offended.
"I'm always good," he said indignantly.